Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to the Sunday Sample, episode 65, and the first one of 2019, so Happy New Year. And today I wanted to talk about songwriting, and in particular a song I've written I'd like your feedback on, and perhaps it might be a stimulus to your own efforts. But before we get into that, I must say that across the road from me, my neighbours are having some building work done. They're having a loft conversion put in, and there is some noise from the builders. I can't blame them. Sorry about that. Nothing else I can do about it, but I hope it's not too distracting. Now, going back to what I was saying, I find in terms of leading musical corporate worship, writing songs probably the hardest thing of all the things that I do. But I do believe it's important that those of us who can sing, can play instruments, can think about music, that we do write our own songs. I feel more vulnerable when I'm singing one of my own songs than probably pretty much any other circumstances in life. I feel very, very exposed in those situations. But of course, if I don't write songs, how can I expect anybody else to do that? And I have bemoaned for a while the lack of new songs amongst our fellowships written by ourselves. Well, perhaps I should write more. Perhaps you should write more. At least attempt it, even if it doesn't go brilliantly well. So I've been challenging myself to write more music, even on a limited scale. I wrote a carol for our carol service, which went down very well. And this last Sunday, in the Thames Valley Churches of Christ, I experimented with doing communion in a different way and singing a song I'd written. It's by no means perfected. And I have to admit that actually I don't even like the lyrics myself very much that I wrote. So if any of you have got any desire to improve my lyrics, I'd be very grateful and very open to that. But I did get some good feedback from what happened in the communion. And I'm glad at least that I tried something creative. The recording is now attached. Of course, there's no video with it. It wasn't videoed, but the audio is there. And for those of you watching the video, I shall just put up an image while it plays. And I'm going to put the whole communion there, which lasts about 10 minutes, I think, not just the song. And there's a reason for that that you will see as you listen and watch, because I felt that I wanted the whole of the communion to be accompanied to music, not just to sing a song. So please listen to it if you have the time. And give me some feedback. I'd really love to know what you think. Here it is. We're going to take the Lord's Supper together in a short while, sometimes called the communion, the Lord's Supper, coming to the Lord's table. I'm going to do it a little bit differently today. Time to reflect. Time to think deeply about what Jesus has done for us. It's a time of soberness. It's not a time for sadness. It's a time to rejoice. It is a moment in time we take regularly to think about what Jesus did for us. Now, as you know, members of the church, we're going through the Gospel of John at the moment, and Tim will be preaching a little bit later from chapter 2, and I'm also going to take the communion thoughts from chapter 2, where Jesus turns water into wine. Weddings are special times, aren't they? Heinrich and Bianca got married yesterday. It's wonderful. For those of you who don't know, there's wedding fever in the Cox household. My daughter Lydia got engaged on New Year's Eve. So it's going to be an expensive year. We met with Lydia yesterday to talk about some of her planning, and it's going to be great. But weddings aren't new things. They were going on 2,000 years ago. And in John chapter 2, there's a great wedding going on, but then they run out of something very important. They run out of wine. If you want to, you can close your eyes. Imagine the scene. Everybody's having a wonderful time, but the wine's in danger of running out. Mary turns to Jesus and asks him to help. Of course, he said it wasn't really his time yet, but he was willing. So he took those jars of water and turned them into jars full of wine, giving great joy to the wedding guests. Perhaps we should think a little bit about another time in his life when he took a cup of wine and turned it later into something divine, like giving joy to all his followers. The cup of wine he took later in his life at the Last Supper symbolized his blood poured out for our forgiveness. Then he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sin." Let's pray. Father, we wonder what it would have been like to be there at the wedding 2,000 years ago. Bridegroom gets the credit rather than Jesus in the story, but we guess he doesn't mind, because all that Jesus is interested in is other people being filled with joy. And that's also, Father, we know why he went to the cross, not for his own benefit, but for ours. We pray, Father, as we take bread and wine now, us to tap into that gratitude for what he's done for us, giving us a new life, giving us new wine, giving us new hope. As we look forward to this year, we know, Father, that we can live optimistically because of what Jesus has done for us. Fill our hearts, Father, with gratitude for what Jesus has done. Sing a little song while the bread and wine is passed out. So if I can ask the ushers to pass out the bread and wine this time. Taking all our sin.
taking all our guilt. Thank you, Lord, for giving us this sign. And thank you, Lord, for giving us new wine. We take these signs, this bread and wine, to remind us of his love divine. He poured his blood out upon the cross for our sins, redeeming what was lost. Thank you, Lord, for taking all our sin. Thank you, Lord, for taking all our guilt. Thank you, Lord, for giving us this sign. Thank you, Lord, for giving us new wine. Yes, thank you, Lord, for taking all our sin. Thank you, Lord, for taking all our guilt. Thank you, Lord, for giving us this sign. And thank you, Lord, for giving us new wine. Thank you, Lord.
Well, that's my song. That's how I did the communion this last Sunday. So I'd like to know your feedback, but I also want to challenge every one of us. Come on, let's get creative in 2019. What could you do in your very next church service that would be just a little bit different? You don't have to change everything and throw out everything, but try something new. We've got members of our churches who've been coming for decades, literally. They've been to hundreds of services. They need some stimulation, as do we as leaders, to keep things fresh, not innovative for its own sake, but so that it helps people to refocus on who we're worshiping and the kinds of words we're singing and that we're hearing during our corporate worship. Let's please do our best to avoid corporate worship boredom, which must be one of the greatest curses and greatest tragedies in our services. Well, and since we're privileged to lead corporate worship and have a responsibility and a privileged opportunity, then let's do our best to keep our collective worship refreshed. What have you seen done recently? What have you tried that's worked? Or even, if you're brave, share some things that haven't. Because sometimes we learn as much, if not more, from what doesn't work than what does. It's okay if something kind of fails. It's not really a failure. It's just that we've learned something and we'll try something different next time. But don't let the things that haven't worked prevent you from trying more new things. There are things out there to have a go with that will really help people spiritually. Post it, whatever you've learned, whatever you've tried, do post it online. Give me some feedback on my song. If you can improve the lyrics, I'd be very grateful. But leave that feedback online visibly so that we can learn from each other, because we learn best when we learn in community. If you know someone who might benefit from this recording, please pass it on. Leave us a review if you don't mind. Subscribe on the YouTube channel or give us a review in iTunes or from wherever you get your podcast. That would be really helpful. And until the next time, I hope that the next time that you gather with all of your friends to worship our God together, that it will be satisfying, that it will be fulfilling, it would honor God, and it would refresh your faith. Take care and God bless.